Ali. Welcome, welcome. Oh, it's you, dear. Well, ain't that just grand? Welcome back, I should say. Golly, I ain't seen you around here in a long time. Then again, we sure have been closed for quite a few many months. Not that I really blame things and all that, but, you know, businesses are struggling a bit. Especially this one. I think bars and nightlife got hit the hardest. Come here. Grab a seat. Right here by me. And don't worry, if someone else comes in, I'll direct them far away from ya. Okay, dearie? There you go. How's that? Yep, and you got a nice view of both the new TVs we had installed. Yep, we got football going. And fortunately, my boss had the news going on the other one. Not really a fan of being forced to watch the news all day. It gets so depressing. It's dreadful. But anyway, what'll it be, honey? Could I interest you in a beer or maybe some wine, an old-fashioned? Or maybe a martini? That's right. You are a fan of my martinis, aren't you? Oh, you want my special recipe? Yes, my recipe for the extra dirty martini. Well, give me one second, dear. One dirty martini. Coming right up. Alrighty, dear. Here you go. One dirty martini. Just for you. Let me know how it tastes. It's unfortunately been a while since I've been at work. We only just reopened a week and a half ago. So you've come at a pretty good time, dear. So, how've you been? How's life been for you? Oh, goodness. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I understand that. I sure do. Yeah. Times are tough on everyone, unfortunately. Not that there's a whole lot you and I can do about it, but we all try our best, don't we? I am sorry things have hit you pretty hard. You do seem a bit down in the dumps compared to what you were like when you came in here before everything got all crazy in the world. Sorry work's been rough on you, but look on the bright side. At least you can do most of your work from home now. You don't have to commute and deal with traffic, and you have easy access to your food and everything else. You don't have to worry about your co-workers stealing your lunch. See, there are bright sides to everything. At least that's what I like to think. So, how are you liking that martini? It's good, isn't it? Is it as good as you remember? I added a little extra something to it, and not like that, nothing bad, but something to give it a little bit of a extra kick. You know, just so you can relax a bit more, dear. I'm glad it tastes good. I only make it like that for the really special people who come in here. And you are definitely special. Oh, how am I doing? How's the family? Well, unfortunately, things have definitely changed since I last saw you. And last talked to you. Quite a bit has changed. First of all, my husband and I, we are unfortunately separated. I know. Well, apparently most people saw it coming. What with him always being busy at work. Quite a shame. He could have had it all. A very nice, warm family that love him dearly. But he chose work and something else over us. Or I should say, someone else. Not that I hold it against her. From what I've seen, she had no idea he was even married. So I can't be too angry at her. But I can be as angry at him. Just pure rage at him, you know? Because he's the one who made those choices. He's the one who decided to do all that. To go behind my back. To put the children through all this. My poor, poor kids. Especially my youngest. They don't really understand why Daddy doesn't come round much anymore. And to make matters even worse, he shows no interest in even seeing them. You would think a dad who prides himself on loving and doting on his children would make an effort to visit with them. Well, it's been quite some time, and he has yet to call or email or text or anything to ask about spending time with the kids. And when I try to call him to bring it up, he just brushes me off. How rude. So yeah, things have been a bit rough for me, I'm afraid. But thank you for asking. Usually when people come sit here and drink, they go on and on and on about themselves and their life stories. Not that I mind or anything. No, I don't mind. But it is nice to get the opportunity to get things off my chest with someone who I don't see all the time and won't judge me or anything. I know us bartenders are also kind of like therapists. It's kind of a joke in this industry. But we're not actually therapists. And well, it does, you know, weigh on the mind quite a bit. Especially when folks dump all that heavy stuff. And believe you me, some really, really rough, heavy stuff has been dumped all over me. I could hardly think of anything to even reply to them with. Except do my best to offer words of encouragement. And make them slightly stronger drinks. Yeah, there's really not a whole lot I can do with that, but it is what it is. Oh, you are all done with your drink already. Would you like another, honey? Okay, sugar. Another martini. Extra dirty. Coming right up. Here you go, sugar. There's your drink. Drink number two. Let me know if it tastes as good as the first one. Okay? Oh, it does. Even better. Yeah, I did a little bit of a extra mix in this go around to really blend all the flavors together. And yeah, we got a different kind of olive in from the martinis. They're a little bit extra salty. So when you like eat them while you drink, it adds a little something to it. Can't quite describe it, but you know, I'm sure you're tasting it right now, aren't ya? Yeah. Oh my. Oh my dear. Your face is already getting a bit flushed. Are you a lightweight? I don't remember you being a lightweight. No, wait. No, it's not like that. Are you staring at me? Ahem. My eyes are up here. Look, I know I have to dress for the dress code as put up by my boss. But it doesn't mean you can just stare like that. You gotta at least be a bit more subtle about it. Then again, what with being separated from my husband, it's been a long time since I've been properly appreciated. So I guess I should also say thank you for that. It is kind of like a compliment, I guess. I don't know, I feel a little conflicted over it. Anyway, I guess I could open up the top just a teeny weeny bit more. So you get a slightly extra peek at the girls. Without being absolutely inappropriate, of course. Because goodness, if my boss saw me on the security cameras just whipping them girls out, hey, I'd be fired on the spot. But here's a little extra peekaboo at them. So tell me, honey sugar pie, you like what you see? Yeah, it's been a long time since we've last seen each other, and you've last been here to drink. Oh, you flatter me, dear. Saying I look better than ever. Such a flatterer. Well, you look quite nice yourself, if I do say so. Yes, really quite nice. Despite everything that's been going on in this crazy new world of ours, you seem to have cleaned up quite nicely during it. By the way, that design on your mask, before you tucked it away, what was on that? There was like a little character of some kind. Had big eyes with some sparkles in them. And some crazy colored hair. Yeah. What is that? Oh, it's from the anime. Yes, of course I've heard of anime. It's those cartoons from Japan. Yes, my oldest, Brayden was really into that when he went off to college. And then a few of my youngest recently got into it too. Because it comes on this one TV channel kind of late at night, but not too late. And they found a whole bunch on Netflix as well. So there really isn't a whole lot I can do to keep them away from it. Not that I see a problem with it or anything. It's just not something that personally appeals to me, you know? I'm not really into watching any kind of cartoons anymore. Even though I've been told most of that Japanese anime stuff is for older people, like adults and older teens and whatnot. I don't know, I guess I'm just old-fashioned like that. Cartoons are cartoons, and cartoons are for the youngins. I enjoy my dramas, my stories, of course. I'm really liking the reboot of Walker. Have you seen it? Oh, you're definitely missing it. You should definitely check it out. I think, the network's website should have the episode up by now to watch for free. It has that one very handsome guy from that Supernatural show. Yeah, he's quite easy on the eyes. And so far does a pretty good job of sticking to the spirit of the original. Yes, it sure does. Definitely fills me with the country and southern pride. So yes, I've been watching that. Watching a few soaps and of course the cops and medical dramas. I know, I'm boring like that. There's a few reality shows I'll catch from time to time too. Just to like let my brain melt a bit. I know that sounds rather foolish, doesn't it? Well, ain't you sweet? Oh, honeycute. Oh, thank you for not judging me. Because sometimes people do for my taste in things. Then again, as you've just seen and heard, I didn't judge you for what you like. So thank you for not judging me for what I like. You are such a sweetie. It's always such a pleasure to have you here. Would you like one last drink? Or are you good? Well, technically, there's restrictions now. I'm really not supposed to give more than 2 drinks in such a short amount of time. Yeah, I just looked at the clock and I thought it's been longer than it has been. I could get in serious trouble if my boss caught me. Especially because, I did make your martinis a little extra strong. Cause you look like you need it. Alright, dear. Yeah. So you can either wait about an hour or so and I can serve you again and, yeah, of course, partake in the snacks left out. That might help. Or you can just be on your way. It won't insult me or any. No, it won't insult me at all. Because already, you drank a couple of my special martinis, and that's quite a compliment to me. So do you want to wait a while, or should I cash out your tab? You want to cash out? I don't mind. Give me just 1 second, and I will bring you your bill and receipt and all that. Give me 1 second, okay? Alright, here you go. And no, I didn't charge you anything extra for the little special things I added for you. All that is on the house. My treat. Oh, and now they're doing surveys. Don't know why, but they are. It's on the bottom of your receipt. If you liked how your bartender Amelia did, please leave some nice comments for me. It'll make me look even better on my performance review. Just saying. Oh, I see some cars pulling up. I best start preparing for a few more customers and making sure they know to not sit too close together. You gonna be alright, dearie? Alright. Thank you for stopping by today. As always, it's a pleasure to see ya and serve ya. Oh, but of course. Alright. I'll see you next time, honey. Later. Have a pleasant day, y'all.